Welcome to Amplifying Voices, where we share the stories of people sparking change in our communities.
We center the voices of people who are LGBTQ+, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ray. Today we are joined by Dr. Penelope Strohs, an Anishinaabe mother of five, program officer for the NDN Collective, and founding member of Sustainable Nations. Penelope, what issues of urgency are calling you the most now?
I think that my biggest purpose is to help facilitate the connection and the reconnection of people with land. Folks got to be disconnected from land in order to extract and exploit. That's the vision that Ending Collective serves to. By flipping capitalism and decolonizing wealth into land back, into reparations for Black folks, into Indigenous hands, it's gonna serve the liberation of us all.
You mentioned land back. Could you speak more about what that looks like in practice?
Absolutely. So yeah, land back means a lot of things. Land back does mean literal land back. If you are a landowner that has hundreds of acres, no one needs hundreds of acres. Find out whose sacred homelands are those, and give them back. Another part of land back is extending Indigenous care to land. We believe that land is best caretaken by the original peoples. I just had the blessing of being able to interview and talk to some folks from the Wiat tribe during the gold rush in California. During the time of their world renewal ceremony, a group of vigilantes came and a massacre happened, and they lost most of their small tribe in that one incident on an island, on a sacred island. When I was a child, Cheryl Seidner and Leona Wilkinson, two sisters who were the descendants of their Wiat people that survived, began just dreaming again, started hosting vigils and prayers. And after decades and decades of that prayerful relationship building and that just powerful force to be reckoned with, then they bought back like an acre and a half or something of the island. And eventually, the city of Eureka gave all 200 acres of that island back. They didn't have to buy it. They gave it back. First case, first incident of a city giving land back so that the Wiat can have their world renewal ceremony there again. And that's some power. And I believe that that heals everybody. I believe that heals the descendants of those who committed the genocide.
I'm wondering where you see as a starting place to getting to that place as you talk about the healing for settlers as well.
Step one is learn whose land you're on and why it's their land. Step two is learn the history. Learn what is your place in the threads of history. But besides that, I do think it's really important also to learn the dirt where you're at, learn the plants, learn the uses of all the native plants, start observing the way the weather patterns move over the land, and really attune yourself to those things, because that way you'll have a baseline to be able to have conversations with Native folks, because you'll be growing in love for the land that is their ancestral land that they love. And then maybe go have some conversations.
What ways can people support you in your work?
Go outside every day to the same natural place and use all your senses to observe every day for as many months as you can. Go check out NDN Collective, ndncollective.org. Check out sustainablenations.org. Come lend a hand in however you can.
Thanks for listening to Amplifying Voices. For the full interview, photos, and more, visit peoplesparkingchange.org.
Music by Jaime J. Soto.